is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. As authorities retrieve more suspected bombs sent to prominent Democrats, U.S. President Donald Trump took to Twitter Thursday morning, largely blaming the media for the angry political atmosphere in America. Mr. Trump's tweet came as the New York City Police Department's bomb squad transported a package that was sent to a production company owned by actor Robert De Niro in the Tribeca neighborhood. The Federal Bureau of Investigation also confirms it is investigating a mail facility in Delaware where at least one package addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden, who lives in the state, had been located. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions says the Trump administration will find out who's responsible.
Across the administration, we condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
Saudi Arabia has again changed its explanation for the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate, now saying it was premeditated based on information it had received from Turkey. The statement Thursday was issued by the Saudi public prosecutor. What was left unclear was who premeditated the killing. International critics, including U.S. President Donald Trump, have said Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman bears ultimate responsibility. Former U.S. CIA Director John Brennan said this on Wednesday.
I have no doubt in my mind that MBS was fully aware of what was ultimately going to happen to Jamal Khashoggi and had approved it.
Current CIA Director Gina Haspel, who traveled to Turkey to investigate the death, has reportedly listened to the audio recording of his torture and killing. She will brief President Trump on Wednesday. On Wednesday, also, the Crown Prince, speaking publicly for the first time, called the killing of Khashoggi a heinous crime that cannot be justified. Look for the latest on these stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japanese freelance journalist Junpei Yasuda is returning after being released by his abductors in Syria following 3 years in captivity. He said he is happy to go back to Japan. He said he hasn't spoken Japanese in 40 months. Yasuda walked into an immigration office in the southern Turkish city of Antakya Tuesday. The circumstances surrounding his release remain unclear, but a senior Japanese government spokesman said Qatar and Turkey negotiated his freedom. Klan violence has reportedly taken dozens of lives in the last 2 days in the breakaway Horn of Africa region of Somaliland. Fighting erupted Tuesday and spilled over into Wednesday. The fighting centers around the area of Dume, controlled by Somaliland but claimed by Puntland. The Puntland Interior Minister is quoted as saying the Klan militia are armed with heavy weapons and appealed for a ceasefire and peace talks. 1 day after talks with U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton, Russian President Vladimir Putin said his country would be forced to target any European countries that agree to host U.S. nuclear missiles. Bolton informed the Russian leader of the U.S. intention to withdraw from the 1987 Intermediate Nuclear Forces, or INF, treaty over Russian violations, which the Kremlin has denied. Mr. Putin said he hoped to discuss the matter with President Trump on the sidelines of next month's centennial observance of the end of World War I in Paris. Yemeni officials said Wednesday the Saudi-led coalition has sent in reinforcements ahead of another offensive of the Houthi rebel-held port city of Hodeidah. It's a lifeline for international aid deliveries. Meanwhile, medical workers and residents Wednesday said several people were killed when an airstrike hit a factory south of the port city. U.S. stocks fell sharply Wednesday, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index shedding more than 600 points to close at 24,583, wiping out this year's gains. Peter Morisi is an economist from the University of Maryland.
This quarter, profits are up great, and the quarterly reports would indicate stocks should continue to rise. But there's concern that after this quarter, you know, profits will only grow at single-digit rates, which is perfectly reasonable. The Fed hasn't managed expectations very effectively about interest rates, and Donald Trump's comments about the Fed, while probably correct, you know, are not helpful. There's a general sense that amateurs are in charge of the Fed.
But while sales of new U.S. single-family homes fell to a two-year low in September, both Microsoft and Boeing reported strong quarterly earnings. Ethiopia Thursday appointed its first female president, diplomat Saleh Werkzewede, to replace resigning Mulatu Teshome in the largely ceremonial post. She has served as a U.N. official posted to the African Union. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.